This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday program. It is the first Wednesday of January, the 7th. So like tomorrow will be like the second Thursday of the year.
Yeah, I'll wrap my mind around that a little bit. I got to wrap my mind around that a little bit.
The 12 days of Christmas are now over.
Yeah. Yesterday was the last day. So, you know, here's the problem. I don't want to go on my roof to take my lights off. But yet, I don't think I should turn them on anymore, you know? I mean, yesterday was Epiphany. It was Three Kings Day, however you want to phrase it. It was the end of it.
It was awesome.
You know, so I was okay with the lights on up until now. But now I have to, and I don't really want to go out there and put them away today. Even the stuff on the ground, I don't want to touch today.
It was sure tough to stick with my New Year's resolution this morning.
And that was, what, not to complain about the weather?
No, jogging to work.
Oh, yeah, that really, that lasted, what,
Yo!
Three steps?
Yeah. Yo!
No, hello! No.
Coming up on the program today, UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, along with Wilcox Hildreth boys basketball coach Brent Heinrichs. They are undefeated going into their next contest. We will have the grand prize drawing for our fantasy football contest throughout the year. Of course, Cunningham's has been giving a $25 gift card to each weekly winner. And now, the $200 grand prize Super Bowl party. The 17 winners, we'll all throw them into a hat and then pick out somebody we like.
Yeah, and then we also have another cunning. Yeah, that's how that works. Yo, actually, I think I'm going to get my Dolphins hat. We'll pick them out of the Dolphins hat. That'll be as close as my fins are going to get to, you know, being involved in the Super Bowl for, you know, probably a few years here. So, you know, that way we'll be part of it.
And what else? We've got a couple of giveaways today. We're going to give away passes to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo, which is going on next weekend, the 16th through the 18th at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. We had Tom Hamilton on Monday, so we'll be talking with or giving you a chance to win tickets, a family four-pack throughout the week and later on in the show. And
we're giving away a couple of tickets to comedy night at Cunningham's, which is a new tradition. It's starting restarting after the Christmas break on Thursday. So we'll give away a couple of tickets for the 6 o'clock show, for the dinner show. For the dinner show. Doesn't that sound nice?
Oh.
And by the way,
There's two shows.
There's a 10:30 show, and then there's a 6 o'clock show. And obviously, 6 o'clock show, usually people are going to eat and that sort of thing.
And how come just for the late show, it automatically in my mind is, hey, I'm a heckler!
Yeah, well.
No. I can go after
you know what?
Back from basketball.
Don't go after a professional. Don't go after a professional comedian if you're, you know, that drunken idiot, because they're trained for this. They're waiting for you. This is what they do for a living. You're men playing with boys. You know what I'm saying? Don't mess with them. So
that's all coming up on the show today. That is all coming up on the program today. But I have to laugh. I have to chuckle. Yesterday, Jameis Winston says, I'm not going to make a comment about my future until after the NFL draft.
And he didn't, by the way.
And he didn't.
And he hasn't.
And
thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
It's me, your daddy, Roberto. Daddy?
You know, I seen you on the ESPN when they was talking about you being drafted by the NFL.
Not going to the NFL. I'm going to stay in school and graduate.
The hell with school, dopey! Take the money! You and me could be partners, just like that Tiger Woods and his daddy.
I mean, that's the first thing that popped into my head. It's just like,
oh, that is lovely,
Dad.
Very nice. Very
thanks,
nice,
Dad. Can I make my own decisions? Can I make my own announcements? This is probably the biggest thing that will ever happen in my life from a sporting venture. And when we are, just don't be sending me that other stuff. But for as far as his athletic future, this is going to be the biggest announcement of his life. Not where he went to college, but that he's going to go pro.
Yeah. Well,
that only happens once. Thanks, Dad.
He may not be quite as coddled where he goes as he's been in Tallahassee. But again, I don't blame him at all for I mean, why would you turn away that money? Don't you go to college to get a career? I think he's ready for his career. I think he's prepared. I think he can cash that check now.
Well, he's going to cash the check.
Oh, yeah.
He's not prepared.
On the field, when he steps between the lines, he's pretty solid as a college quarterback. As a college quarterback, understand that's a different level with the NFL. I mean, I get that, but his personal decision making is one thing. The decisions he makes on a football field are entirely different.
And again, this is all personal comment. I think football wise, he's better than Mariota.
Okay, agreed.
Okay? I don't think Mariota has a chance to make it in the pros. That's just my personal opinion. He can prove me wrong. This is just me sitting here watching him play football the last couple of years. And I think Winston, the good thing is that they shouldn't be in the top five picks. If Winston would end up with somebody where they don't throw him into the fire right away, but that's just not the way it is. He needs to be the 18th, the 22nd, the 30th pick in the NFL draft and go to a team that has these guys never have. Their offensive line is so good that they don't have to worry about boom, boom, bam. I mean, they got days to look around and run around. Johnny Manziel just found out that didn't work in the National Football League.
No, it does not. What gets me is they throw him out there so early. There used to be a time where you say, you know what, I don't want to put him out there yet, whoever that was, because they're just going to get killed and it's going to ruin him later. You know, if you buy a nice Harley motorcycle, they say don't take it over about 50 miles an hour for the first 50 miles because you'll ruin the engine. It's kind of like that if you're David Carr, who was with the Texans, started out right away with the exhibition team. And by the way, they had a commercial for a dish or whatever that had no offensive line in front of him. And, you know, because they were talking about you have to have a whole team around you. It was like that for him because he got killed on every snap. And, you know, he was a bust and he had a tremendous amount of ability, had a tremendous amount of talent. But again, if you're thrown out there before your time, it doesn't work. It doesn't work, and you get ruined.
Folks, join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're ready for our Loper link, but if you'd like to send us an email, a tweet, a Facebook, we're all here for you. The Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN. You'll need that for the giveaways later in the show. Of course, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and the Twitter address at ESPN1460-1550. Loper link is brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons they have the loan. See Russ Smith today. Charter West National Bank, Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, on their way to the 35th annual Virginia Duels in Hampton this weekend. That's not the Hamptons, that's Hampton, Virginia. Mark, what's the Twitter address that everybody can follow Loper Wrestling along with?
Well, you know, I'll probably be doing most of the tweeting, so it's at Coach Mark Bauer would be probably the best one to log on to. We do have a at Loper Wrestling one as well, and I think we'll probably be trying to get that on there as well, too.
And of course, you have a unique way of spelling your name.
Yeah, M-A-R-C. Don't forget it's a C. My mom said it's not a C. It went with a K. It's a mark on the wall. So I said, okay.
I like it.
Well, let's before we dive into what's pretty cool for you guys this weekend and the potential to be the best weekend as far as competition, let's talk about coming off the break. You sent a lot of guys over to Midland, which was probably, let's be honest, this might be a step above your competition level. That might have been a step below your competition level, but it was a chance for the guys to get out on the mat.
Exactly. You know, we send our guys home for 10 days over break, and, you know, obviously, we call it break, but it's not a break for them to quit doing what they need to be doing to stay in shape, and so their training has to continue. But for our guys, you know, some of them, I'll be honest with you, some of them have some moms that are really good cooks, and it's hard to stay away from the food. So, you know, the Midland Open, it was a great opportunity for us, one, to be together as a team for the last time on the year, the entire team, and two, it's an opportunity for them to get their weight back under control, get into a good routine again, and get out and get a little competition before we head out to Virginia. You know, a lot of these Division I teams, they take maybe a two-day break over Christmas. Most of them are still competing over the Christmas break, and so these guys are ready to go, and we've got to get our guys back to that point as quick as we possibly can. So, I was really pleased, actually. You came back after Christmas break, and the guys were in pretty darn good shape, and we just hit the ground running again, and obviously, yeah, the level of competition at the Midland Open is not near what it's going to be this weekend, but it was a good starting place for us.
Well, you kind of led me into where you're heading out this weekend, going out to Virginia Duels, the only Division II school in the entire event. Mark, what are you thinking? I mean, you just jump right in there and let's take on every Division I school we can get our hands on.
Hey, that's what we want to do, right? You know, this is a great opportunity for our guys. You know, this weekend we could be at Fort Wayne, Indiana, competing in the Division II National Duel Championships, or we could be at Virginia Duels competing against all Division I teams. And I sat down with Dr. Polinsky and I said, hey, here's the situation. He's like, well, to me, this is a no-brainer. He goes, how many opportunities are you going to get like this for your guys? It's like, we won't. We will never get opportunities like this. And this is could be a once-in-a-lifetime type of deal. And so he's like, then you guys need to go for it. So that's why we're heading out there. Our guys need this competition. It's not just great for our program and our guys right now. It's also great for a Division II program to be recognized in this field of teams. So we're excited about this opportunity.
Talk with Mark Bauer. He's the head wrestling coach at UNK. Just to give the folks a little bit, and you kind of stole my next question because I wanted to get into the national duels, and those have gone by the wayside. But obviously you're going to be in a pool here with Bucknell and Old Dominion. They are 24th and 25th in Division I, 6th-ranked Virginia Tech, 10th-ranked Edinburgh of Pennsylvania, 16th-ranked Virginia, 17th-ranked Rider are all there. Arizona State is there, Chattanooga, Kent State, Citadel, as we mentioned, a lot of very good wrestling teams that will be there. What are you expecting, Mark? You were there. You went through it last year. You had some wins. You had some losses. Yep. Can you win some of these duels?
We definitely can. You know, Division I teams, a lot of the teams have some highly ranked individuals. Dual teams are a little bit different. You know, it's more of the strength of your lineup from the very first weight to the very last weight class. And so some of these teams, yeah, they've got 2, 3, 4 highly individual-ranked individuals, which gives them that national ranking. But you know what? They've got 4 or 5 of their weight class that they may have marginal wrestlers that guys that we can beat. So, you know, I know when we first asked to come back to this event because we really enjoyed the opportunity for our guys last year, they were the guys that run this event were a little hesitant to give us an invitation back. And I said to him, I said, you know what? We'd love to do it. If there's a spot, we're going to hold it open as long as we can and not make a commitment to the national duels until we hear from you first. And it wasn't even 3 days later, they called me back and said, hey, you guys are in if you're still wanting to go. And so, yeah, Division I for them, they may not like competing against us, but at the same token, we've got a field of individuals up and down our lineup that need this level of competition, something that's going to really push them right now. And so our whole goal is just to be competitive. We want to go out there, we want to step on the mat, and we want to give every one of their guys a match. And you know what? If we come out on top, we come out on top. And that's awesome for us, not so awesome for them, obviously, for obvious reasons. But at the same token, it's a great opportunity for our kids.
Mark, you're in the same pool with Bucknell and Old Dominion. Give us kind of a scout report. I mean, are there some matches you've already kind of looked at and say, I can't wait to watch my kid wrestle at, you know, against one of those guys? Give us a little preview.
Yeah, you know, Bucknell, they were at the Las Vegas Invitational, and actually Daniel Shazer beat their 33-pounder first round of the Las Vegas Invitational. The kid's not bad at all. In fact, Daniel had to have a last-minute takedown and put the kid on his back to beat the kid. So the kid's pretty talented kid, but I don't know that they even have one ranked guy right now. So I know Bucknell's probably not real happy about their draw, I can tell you that, but we're going to give them everything they want. As far as Old Dominion's concerned, Old Dominion's got four ranked individuals. They have a fifth kid that's not ranked that's pretty talented as well. But, you know, last year we wrestled Bloomsburg, and they were ranked 21st in Division One, and what do you know? Old Dominion, I think they're ranked 21st or 22nd, something like that also. Can we beat them? Yeah, we can. But we've got to go out, and we've got to still perform and do our very best to take advantage of opportunities when we have them. You know, obviously, if we can pick up some extra bonus points, those are huge in dual competition. So there's, you know, we could do very well. Now, let's move forward. If for some reason we were to win a couple duels in this bracket, the following day we will actually be pooled in another bracket of all the other teams that have won also. So if we win both duels, it's going to increase the competition for us, obviously. But, again, that's why we're going here. We want this level of competition. We know we compete with this level of competition, and this is a great thing for our kids.
Time with Mark Bauer here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show, part of our Loper Link. Last year, they beat Bloomsburg and George Mason, lost to Arizona State, Virginia Tech, and Tennessee Chattanooga. We know about the four guys that are rated. Cotton and DeShazer are number one. You've got Chase White fourth, Destin McCauley seventh. They've got to do their job, and it probably comes down to some of the other guys. You mentioned that you're in a little bit better shape than you were going into this event last year. Are you pretty set on where your lineup is going to be for the rest of the season, and who are a couple of those kids that might be, as we would call, swing votes here for you in these first two duels?
Great question. You know what? We've got some individuals that are really stepping up this year. The first kid is Connor Bowling from Central City, our 125-pounder. He's currently 20-3 on the year. I think he's won four open tournaments for us this year. Kid has really got some confidence behind him right now. You know, day in and day out banging with like Daniel DeShazer, my son Ryan Bauer, and some other guys in the room. He's really stepping up his game. And so we're excited about him and what he now. I believe tomorrow or on Saturday or Friday when we first start off, I think he's got a couple ranked Division I guys at his weight class. But he's a kid, again, that's really got some confidence behind him that could do well for us. You know, our lineup, honestly, Doug, is kind of set all the way up to about 174. 184 is kind of a hole for us right now because we have a young man that's transferring in at semester that we still haven't got all this paperwork done and got all that stuff done. We're hoping to have him next week. So with him not being in the lineup, we've got two pretty talented 174-pounders, Chance Vila out of Chattern, Nebraska, and Casey Powell out of Oklahoma, that they're going to have to bump up and fill that weight for us this weekend. Now, if you were to compare this team to last year's team, we only have two individuals on this team this year that actually competed at Virginia Duels last year, and that was Romero Cotton and Chase White. So we've only got a couple of those kids in our lineup, and so this is kind of a whole new team. But, again, a very talented team, a team that I think can step up and compete with this competition very well.
And finally, Mark, let's talk about next week as well. You've got a new event, the Midwest Duels, that you guys are going to be hosting. You will be seeing not only a little MIAA competition, but some of the old RMAC coming out. Tell the fans what's going to be going on next Saturday, the 17th.
Next Saturday is going to be a big weekend for us. We've got 26 college teams coming in. We've got six high school teams coming in to compete in duels. Everybody's guaranteed four duels on the day. And, you know, we've got teams from California, all over the place. Most of the teams are Division II teams, but we've actually got a fairly good slate for ourselves. We're competing against Central Missouri, Mesa State, and Western State, which are all pretty talented teams that we're going to have some good competition. But in addition to that, we've actually invited six high school teams. We've got one coming in from Iowa, one coming in from Kansas. We've got several from Nebraska, but kind of the highlight of the evening at 6 o'clock, we've got Amherst squaring off with Kearney High at the 6 o'clock time slot. So we've got some exciting matches going to happen and take place, and this event's really kind of taken off for us and been a great thing. Next year, we're looking at adding some kids clubs as well to duels. So we're going to try to get as many people in the seats as we can and have a great time with this event.
And Amherst number one in D, and Kearney right now number three in Class A. So going to be great wrestling all day next Saturday the 17th. And Mark, what's the highlight of the non wrestling time at Virginia? And make sure that you read the schedule correctly, okay?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, when we were out at when we were in Las Vegas, that was kind of a mistake on their part. But obviously, I'm going to make sure I go up and double check the schedule with them this time.
Good plan.
Hey, Mark, best of luck to you and the Lopers this weekend. We'll talk again soon. All right.
Fantastic. Thanks, man. Have a great day.
You too, Mark.
You too, Mark.
Bauer,
good luck.
He's the best, UNK. And when I say the best, he is. I mean, him and Coach Denny. I know that he would forego and say, "Well, Coach Denny," but look what he's done, and we keep saying it. UNK Wrestling getting an outstanding opportunity, the only non-Division I school at the Virginia Duels with six top 25 teams in Division I. Do you know that 10 of the top 25 wrestling teams in the rankings, they're out of the Big Ten Conference? 10 of them.
Yeah. It's incredible what wrestling kind of is in this area. And I tip my hat for the desire to go out there and just figure out how good we are, what we need to work on. You're going to learn a lot more wrestling where they're wrestling versus doing it at the Division II level. So I my hat's off to them. It takes a tremendous amount of courage to do that, and it is going to make the program better down the road, and that's what it's all about.
Not very smart.
There's a little goofy to it. There's a little crazy to it, but it takes some courage.
Here's some of our other Loper news before we head into our first break. The Loper men beat the number one or the defending national champion Saturday, as we've talked about, and then the eighth-ranked team in the country in Central Missouri, and Connor Baronic becomes the MIAA Player of the Week, and then they lose in overtime to Missouri Western on Monday, 81-77. They travel to Northwest Missouri State, whose men are 11-2, women are 4-10. The women were the exact opposite. They lost Saturday, bounced back on Monday with an 86-81 victory. Laramie Lewis is playing very, very well as of late for the Lopers. By the way, just finishing up the wrestling, they had seven in the top two at the Viking Warrior Open at Midland this past weekend.
You're getting half your team in the finals. That's pretty outstanding.
We went over all the football hires with Coach Lamerson on last Wednesday's Doug and Daddy show. So the school gets back into a session next Monday. We'll be diving back into indoor tracks going to be going on, and then conditioning, as Damon Day said, they start baseball practice on Saturday. Softball gets going with Coach Carnes, and spring sports will already be kind of getting into full gear.
Yeah, and again, a couple of great basketball games over the last week or so played at UNK, even the one that kind of got away from them. I mean, it was a tight overtime game. And just when the students are back, especially the band, when they're out there, it just brings an entirely different level of enthusiasm and excitement to the games there. And it just, too many turnovers the other night. Too many turnovers. But boy, you know, it's a young team. They're going to have some ups. They're going to have some downs. And they kind of had the downs with turnovers on Monday.
That is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank. Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. Coming up, Mike Cunningham's going to slide in. We're going to be drawing out the fantasy football winner and the winner of the Super Bowl party of fantasy football. That's coming up. Brett Heinrichs, the head boys basketball coach of undefeated Wilcox Hildreth, is going to join us. But right now, we've got a couple of pairs of family four-pack tickets to the Hunting and Fishing Expo, the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, January 16th, 17th, and 18th. We do this every year and have a lot of fans that like to go. So during the next break, we're going to give away a whole bunch of them, a family four-pack of tickets. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You don't have to do anything except call us, say you want to go, and we'll get the tickets to you. We do have a little bit of a breaking news that is not sports related, but I know will definitely interest our listeners and will interest you, Randy Bushcutter. The Nebraska legislature opening today. The new Speaker of the Legislature is Kearney's Galen Hadley.
Oh, I knew he was a strong candidate for that. Congratulations to Galen. That's outstanding.
So congratulations. We will take a break. Call now for your River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets, and we'll be right back.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
For more exciting high school sports action in 2015, keep it right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday on Classic Hits 98.9, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals host Ravenna. And on Friday, Grand Island Central Catholic is at Kearney Catholic. Amherst is at Overton Friday on ESPN 1460. And Adams Central will host Loup City Friday on 1230 KHAS. Saturday, it's the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invite getting underway at around 4:30 on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Skating for a great cause, Wednesday night at Hastings. Join the Tri-City Storm at Libs Park for outdoor skating, a skills demonstration, and most importantly, collecting non-perishable food for the Salvation Army Food Pantry. The Salvation Army has been helping so many people lately, and now the Tri-City Storm are lacing up the skates to help them. The demonstration starts at 6 Wednesday night, and you can get on the ice with the players at 7. Bring food to donate and help the Tri-City Storm restock the Hastings Salvation Army shelves Wednesday night at Libs Park in Hastings.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Phone lines have been blowing up, giving away River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets. We'll be doing more throughout the week here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney says they are still celebrating the holidays with exceptional offers on the Buick family lineup. Get 0% APR for 5 years for qualified buyers, plus $500 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Buick Enclave. The 2014 Buick LaCrosse has a $3,000 total allowance on it. See your Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac dealer for full details before time runs out. ThinkMidway.com. It's a better way.
I am now officially outnumbered by Cowboy fans, and it's just not a, that's not a comfortable place to be. I'm just saying, it's not a comfortable place to be. Usually, if I want to be outnumbered, I just, you know, have to put the Cowboys plus the referees together on one team, and that we usually...
Yeah, wow, because we've had so many opportunities to get calls. Dallas has gotten so many calls over the years.
I was telling you guys, I think it was right to pick up the flag. It's just bad methodology there by the officials.
Well, now the NFL's tripping all over themselves.
Oh, they are.
This is what should have happened. Then they're starting to talk about plays that nobody was even talking about, completion of You know what? Let's just break them all down. You want to do it? Let's break them all down. I just want the first half. All you Dallas haters can have the second half. I'll sit down with you and circle the first half plays where Detroit got the call. It's over. Let's move on.
Mikey sounds bitter, doesn't he?
Just no,
a little,
I'm not
little defensive. A little
I'm
defensive.
Not bitter. I'm just defensive. Trying to defend Dallas. Mike, nobody can defend Dallas, right? It's like trying to defend the Yankees.
Especially now. You know, when they actually win a game in the playoffs, you know, nobody's there a few months ago.
Well, Yusuf's not yapping about the Lakers, is he?
They're not right now.
We're not talking about the Lakers.
We can't even talk about Kobe.
Good Lord. We have got a lot going on at Cunningham's Journal, and we are going to be drawing out our fantasy football champion here in just a moment. So there you go. And that's coming up. But we're also starting a new contest, and we touched on it at the start of the show, but Randy, maybe you can explain how it works.
Well, it was a work in progress, but here's what we decided to do. Since comedy is such an integral part, I mean, it's kind of a lot of fun what they have going on Thursdays over at Cunningham's. We're going to play an audio clip. And it'll be, and we'll have something different every week. Sometimes it'll be a stand-up routine. It might be out of a movie. It might be out of a television show. almost anything. And then we want you to call in and just let us know that you know who this was, whether it's the actor, actress, comedian, or
like
what show.
Like the one we played at the top of the
like
show.
Like when we played at the top of the show.
Adam
if you
Sandler,
just said
Waterboy.
If you would have said Adam Sandler, if you would have said
Waterboy,
and I'm trying to remember Dufresne. No, what was it? I can't remember the character's name. But if you
Bobby
identified
Boucher?
Somebody in there,
Bobby Boucher.
There you go. If you said Bobby Boucher, you'd be able to do that. And we have a different phone number than our regular contest line because we give you an hour, and and we also posted that number on our Facebook page and on Twitter as well. Just give us a call, leave us the message, and then we're going to pick a name out at random, so you don't have to worry about somebody wrecking their car while they're trying to text or whatever. So.
Wow.
Just give us a call. Wow. You got an hour.
Yeah, I like the sound of this. This is a good thing.
You're all about safety.
We're safety. And by the way, it's the idea is to have fun and come to understand that maybe going to a comedy show sounds like a pretty good time,
It's been fun, hasn't it, Mike?
It has been. And what better way to warm up than just a bunch of laughing? Some people work out, some people run, things like that. I'm just telling you right now, the best way to warm up in the cold weather is to do some laughing.
I'm more muscles, right?
You release some endorphins. There you go.
It's so much better. Winner receives two tickets to the Thursday night 6 p.m. show, because there are two shows every Thursday night. And let us tell you that we'll draw a winner after the program, so you can call or text 646-0506. Put this number in your phone right now, because it's going to be there for a long time for you to have a chance to win the Cunningham's Comedy Contest. And we do it on Wednesday so that you have time to
make plans
for Thursday. 308-646-0506. Enjoy Comedy Night at Cunningham's every Thursday, 6:10:30. This week, Buzz Sutherland. You got any background for Buzz for us, Mike?
Buzz is, he's been all over the place. He's very well known on HBO, Comedy Central. He's been on lots of college campuses. He's very popular with the college groups. He's probably best known for his impressions. I think one of them has been Daffy Duck. So just to kind of set a little groundwork there, the guy does a ton of impressions.
Awesome. So that is this Thursday's Comedy Night. And coming up, we'll give you a chance to win tickets. But right now, before we do that, we already have 17 winners. And Jeff, here's how we do. We do a lot of things official. We're going to take video of this, post it on our Facebook page so that you know.
All legit.
So that you know that there's actually 17 winners in this Cincinnati Reds hat, which obviously.
From my office, yeah.
Has not been worn in a while. Is this something you got nachos in?
I've cleaned it out since we got the nachos.
Okay.
And I actually have pictures of my son wearing his Cubs hat, eating out of my Reds nacho cap. I bribe him every once in a while.
Counseling. So this is it. We've got 17 winners. Mike is going to reach in, draw out the winner of the $200 Super Bowl fantasy football party, and let's just do it.
That was like a drum roll there when you rattled that.
Good luck to all. And then he'll open it up. He'll read the name. He'll show it to the camera, and somebody's going to be happy.
All right. The name of the $200 Super Bowl party is Jeff Halloran.
Jeff is like our winner. You got to look at that. And Jeff, our producer.
Different Jeff.
We're high tech here. Yeah. Jeff from Hastings has picked up the win. Are you kidding me? He was the Week 17 winner.
Got in.
He was a Week 17 winner. Look. This, so everybody knows. There's the other ones. They're all in there. So that everybody, because sometimes I said at the beginning.
I love when you do visual things on a radio show. I love when you do that.
So we'll be in contact with Jeff. Let him know what's going on. And congratulations to him. Also, we've had our Loper lunches, of course, at Cunningham's all year. We want to let folks know that Sean Callahan, we have set the dates for the spring tour. Of course, National Letter of Intent Signing Day coming up in February, the 24th through the 26th. He'll be coming through the Tri-Cities. We'll talk with him before that. He always usually starts in McCook on Monday. We'll get all the details for that and tell you more about that. But what else is going on at Cunningham's this week, Mike, besides the football and comedy night?
Well, besides comedy night, and of course, the Cowboys play Sunday. I'm sure we've already touched on that.
That's
so
12
come
noon,
down and
Cunningham's opening
the Cowboys. No, this weekend we got Paramount. So it's a big 80s throwback weekend. We got a little 80s party going on. So, Doug, you got to feel right at home.
I got to buy the mullet now. I can't grow it out anymore.
Yeah, no, they're a great band, and all they do is 80s hits. So come down and check out Paramount.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. When we come back, we're going to have our first Cunningham's Comedy Contest. We're going to give you the audio, and then you'll have till about 12:30 or 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll give you about an hour.
It's probably all day.
Yeah. Whenever I get around to checking it, you know.
Mike, Happy New Year, buddy, and we'll see you for the Cowboys game, all right?
Yeah.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we had a bunch of winners for the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, so congratulations to those folks. And slide on down to Cunningham's for lunch today. Cunningham's Journal, or anytime, open 7 days a week. They are there for you, watching all of your favorite NBA, NHL, the National Football Championship game on Monday night, and, of course, a menu with something to please everyone. There are so many great items. They mix it up, daily lunch specials. Of course, this is Wednesday, so it's the wing special. Thursday, Sunday, here's the best. It's not the best part, but one of the great things about Sunday, you can go in, and the special is the Juicy Lucy or Juicy Jack, which is already, like, the best thing on the menu anyway.
I tend to scare people when I go there and I eat on Sunday afternoons, because we always time it out for when the Dolphins game is up there.
You're dressed from head to toe in Dolphins gear, and I don't want to know what else.
Got to represent. Got to represent. Oh, like you don't wear a Cowboy stuff when you go in there.
Well,
please,
I
give
wear
me a break.
A shirt.
What am I wearing? I'm wearing a shirt.
Hold on.
And then a hat. I wear a hat.
I would, whether it's you, Randy, or anybody else, I would make fun of the same thing. You have the Dolphin. Hey, great for you. But you got the Dolphins hat.
Yep.
The Dolphins shirt. The Dolphins jacket.
Well,
you drive up in the vehicle with the Dolphins license plate. What else am
nice.
I missing? If they had
I have Zubas,
sort of
but I don't wear them in public.
The
I show some restraint. I have Zubas, but I don't wear them in public anymore. Hey, my daughter won't let me.
But it's all fun at Cunningham's. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
For more exciting high school sports action in 2015, keep it right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday on Classic Hits 98.9, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals host Ravenna. And on Friday, Grand Island Central Catholic is at Kearney Catholic. Amherst is at Overton Friday on ESPN 1460. And Adams Central will host Loup City Friday on 1230 KHAS. Saturday, it's the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invite getting underway at around 4:30 on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The first day, I couldn't even finish my push-ups.
Sarah Brutter is another CrossFit Archway success story.
They modified it to make it easier for me as a beginner. Every person that goes there cares that other people are there and really wants everyone to succeed. They're very encouraging. You feel kind of like a little family there. And a couple weeks ago, I realized I did 90 push-ups. I can do it now.
We're on Antelope Avenue in Kearney, or find us at CrossFitArchway.com.
I don't want people to be intimidated to try it. It's for everybody.
There's something for every outdoorsman at the 13th Annual River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. January 16th through the 18th at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, featuring over 100 exhibitors, plus a gun show, RVs, resorts, boats, and much more for kids, live trout fishing, archery, and a Daisy BB gun range. Seminar speakers include walleye fishing expert Ben Garver, fishing Iowa's Great Lakes with Doug Burns, fishing and bear hunting enthusiast Nelson Redekop, and many more. You'll have the chance to view the latest and greatest in boats, all-terrain vehicles, and campers, partnering for the weekend with Camping World, Cabela's, and Bass Pro Shops. Admission is $9 for adults and $3 for children 15 and under. The first 50 paid attendees each day get a prize courtesy of Camping World. Limit one per household. Don't miss the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, January 16th through the 18th, presented by Potawatomi Chapter of Pheasants Forever.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri-Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagri.com.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us on the program today. Let's make another winner. We're going to go over this one more time, and then we're going to catch up with Brent Heinrichs, the head boys basketball coach at Wilcox Hildreth. This is the initial Cunningham's Comedy Contest. The winner will receive two tickets to the Thursday night 6 o'clock comedy show at Cunningham's this week featuring Buzz Sutherland. What we're going to do is we're going to play a comedy audio cut. This could be from anything. It could be from an old movie.
Could be from a drama, actually, if it's a funny line. It could even be that.
Anything you want. So all you have to do for about an hour, we'll have the phone line open. You can call it or you can text it. Who said the line, either the performer or character? We're going to keep it pretty simple. All you have to know is something about what we play.
Prove that you know it.
Yeah, so earlier in the show, we played something from The Waterboy. If you threw out Waterboy, if you threw out Adam Sandler, the character name, all of that is going to be pretty good. So you can text that or you can call it in. Here's the number, 308-646-0506. You don't even have to give us a whole lot of information, but make sure that we know your name and your phone number so if you're the winner, we can contact you. All right, we'll draw a winner about an hour afterwards. We'll post the winner's name on Facebook, send it out on the Twitter address, and then you'll have a pair of tickets waiting for you at comedy night.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about mail getting to you in time. Will you give me your name and some other information? And there you go. You're set and you're ready to roll.
All right, here is the initial Cunningham's comedy clip.
All right, how's everybody? Good, good, good. Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now, let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
All right, there you go. All you have to do is give us the show or
you can't
the
tell
comedian.
Us Matt Foley. He gave it away.
Yeah, we know. But give us the comedian or the show it's from, 308-646-0506. And when you do that, leave your name and phone number, and we will contact the winner later this afternoon who wins the comedy tickets to Cunningham's.
Don't shut your yapper! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just... I'm glad I worked that out.
Let's take a look at some of the other sporting stories of the day. All these people that say Kentucky can beat NBA teams.
Oh, asinine. But they're good. But they are good. Hey, you want to say they can beat the 91 UNLV team? I can live with that.
You know how bar talk is, and you always hear Van Pelt or some of the guys talk about, hey, I'm going to give you something you can win your next bar bet with, you know, some stat. Yeah, apparently somebody wanted to make some kind of bet that Kentucky would run the table. Why am I never there when that's happening?
I think they'll run the table. I do. I think they'll.
They are not going to go undefeated. They are not going undefeated. And when I say undefeated, I mean all of it. I mean the national champions.
I'm with you. I just think they're that much better than everybody else. I really do.
Lunch?
Okay.
All right.
No. We did not make a wager on the air.
You missed the punctuation.
Do we get in the Lincoln?
You missed the punctuation.
Oh, okay.
I said, you know, it's period. Then I said lunch.
Oh, yeah.
We were moving on to
lunch.
A different discussion.
Oh, okay. My bad. I just didn't want any misinterpretation from some.
So, anyway, overtime, 89-86 against Mississippi yesterday. Any comment about what's going on with the Hall of Fame? Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, John Smoltz, Craig Bijou all get in. Then Piazza, and then you kind of fall down to the steroid era. Any problem with what's going on there?
No. I think all of those were good entries. All of them are kind of clean, I think, with that. I mean, let me just say, I would have problems if Bonds or Clemens were getting in and Pete Rose wasn't. Because, okay, say what you will about Pete Rose, and insert gambling joke here, but his numbers aren't distorted. The numbers are not distorted. And that's one of the things that bothers me about the idea that we're going to put in some of these steroid era guys is the numbers going to be distorted. I don't think the numbers are distorted for any of the guys that they talked about. One name that I think should have been added to that list and wasn't is Tim Raines. Raines was very good.
Yeah, he's in that 55% range.
Yeah. It
that
doesn't look like
not,
it's probably going to happen.
That means you're not getting it.
And next year, first ballot Hall of Famer will be Ken Griffey Jr.
Now, some people thought Randy Johnson might break Tom Seaver's record of, and I've got to go back because I didn't look at this, but Randy, there's got to be more voters now than when Tom Seaver ran,
I think,
right?
There is, yeah.
So the margin for error would have been greater then than it is now. I mean, to get 98%, you could have 10 guys not put you on the ballot, and
right,
you can still get 98%
and
back then. No.
And you'll have people that will say, well, I just don't want him to break the record, so I'm not going to vote for him. That isn't what your job is. Your job is to, you got up to 10 votes. Your job is to pick up from the list, who do you think should be in the Hall of Fame? And you can vote for one, you can vote for 10, or any number in between, or none, actually. Vote. And if you think that the person deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, vote for that. And if it ends up breaking Tom Seaver's record, so be it.
Can't, yeah, because it's not like he's the best player in the history of baseball.
No.
Ken Griffey Jr., I would have voted for him above all of these guys. And these guys are all great.
Right. And
if
I don't
Griffey
have a problem
Jr.
with it.
If doesn't get it, I don't know who will.
Well, and again, you're just going to be dealing with guys to say, well, I'm not going to vote for him just so he doesn't break Tom Seaver's record. But I don't know why you would do that. To me, it just doesn't make sense. Because you're not saying they're the greatest player of all time. It's just kind of a statistical anomaly.
A guy that apparently, you know, used to know how to play basketball and really knows how to coach it joins us now here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter joined by the head coach of the Wilcox Hildreth boys. He's had a few coaching gigs here over the last decade, and he's been successful in all of them. Brent Heinrichs joins us. Brent, hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, trying to keep warm. Good thing you guys got an inside job today.
Amen to that, brother.
I tell you what, it was cold on my morning jog this morning. I already talked about
that.
You know?
Yeah, I bet it was. I bet it was, Doug.
10-0 on the season. You have this program for the boys has started to come around. And let's not make any jokes or anything about it here. When you're talking, especially in Class D, the cycles come through, and the guys are better in football. The guys are better in all the sports. You're starting to see just sports step up for the Falcons in all facets, and basketball is one of the reasons why.
Well, yeah, and you know, we hope so. And getting that competitive edge to them. That process, I've always thought, is one of the best things about coaching. When you see a group of young guys, you know, hope that maybe they play good, and then come around to where, you know, when they go play a game, they expect to win. You see that confidence growing in them. You know, that's the fun part about coaching, and that's the process that I like to see, and that's kind of come around here.
Well, and you can do it in a couple of different ways. I mean, obviously, you got pretty good size for a D2 school. You got Farley, who's at 6'5", Matt's at 6'3". And you can kind of lean on some teams. That's not all you do, but obviously, looking at your rebounding numbers and stuff, boy, you guys really clean the glass.
Yeah, you know, and I've always thought that's a huge part of the game, rebounding, and or the lack thereof can cost you or win you a lot of games. And Tristan Farley's an excellent rebounder, and Matthew's not too far behind, and that really helps us. And we have good balance. We got five guys averaging scoring between 8 and 11 points, I think. So, you know, we've got six guys. We're not a deep team this year that we feel real comfortable right now playing, but so far we've been pretty good as far as injuries go. And so far, so good.
We're talking with Brent Heinrichs, head coach of the Wilcox-Hildreth Falcons. Coach, what do you think is the biggest difference from last year's team to this year's team besides just the experience and the natural growth?
Well, we're starting to get up and down the floor a little better. We're, you know, we played pretty good defense last year, but our team defense, you know, just in unison, helping each other out, you know, it's just better. We're not bound as much as you alluded to earlier. We're doing a pretty good job on the glass, and you know, just those little fine points. We worked hard this summer. We tried to make as difficult a schedule as we can, play Southern Valley, Kearney Catholic, teams like that, as much as we could this summer to try to, you know, chisel them up a little bit. So and they came in and worked hard at it. So it's just kind of a culmination of everything. But so far, everybody seems to be focused pretty good, and it's just going out every day, every week, trying to get a little bit better throughout every part of the season.
And Brent, when I take a look at the numbers, and you alluded to this a little bit, just kind of the scoring balance, when I kind of see the balance between, you got five starters that are averaging between 7.2 and about 11.2 points per ball game, when you got five guys like that, it's obvious this team does not mind sharing the basketball.
No, they don't. And, you know, we've talked about that. The best thing you can do when you step out on a basketball court as a player is to have somebody say, you know, that guy makes the rest of the team better. And we try to talk about that a lot. We talked about it yesterday. When you can make the rest of your teammates better, then you really have become significant. And our assist ratio's going up. Our turnover ratios went down. Ivan Demidog's done a nice job of handling the ball for us at point guard. And we have good balance. I think all five of those guys have had led us in scoring at one time or another this season. And Dalton Penny, you know, he's a kid. He wasn't one of those that is averaging. He's averaging about five, but he's a kid that you shoot in there and you put on the team's best player, and he has really become an excellent, if not elite, defender here. So that's really an asset when you can say, hey, you take this guy away, and then we'll play him 4-on-4. And Dalton's been able to do an excellent job of that for us.
Wilcox-Hildreth boys basketball coach Brent Heinrichs joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. You beat Kennesaw in the holiday tournament. That is your next man up. You go on the road. You've been on the road for a long time. I don't think people realize, if I got this right, the last home game, you started home, but the last home game was December 11th. You've been on the road ever since, including the holiday tournament. And Kennesaw and Elm Creek, even though Elm Creek's trying to get healthy, you're going to be tested this weekend.
We are. You know, we beat Kennesaw by four the first time, but they're, you know, big, strong guys. Almost to a guy, they're stronger and bigger than we are, and, you know, thicker. And they, you know, Jack does a good job over there. That's going to be a tough game. And Elm Creek, you know, Crowley's back now as far as what I've been here, and they're going to be good. So we got two tough tests, and, you know, I don't like to look on further down the road. I'd like to just tell our team we just got to try to chop down one tree at a time. And right now, Kennesaw, Elm Creek is all we're concentrating on, and I like that. I mean, they're tough teams, but if, you know, we get into our district later on in the year, we're going to learn more from playing tough teams than not. So we look forward to the challenge.
And we'll have the Elm Creek games for you. The girls-boys doubleheader will be on Classic Hits 98.9 Saturday night and online to start things at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Randy?
Brent, what are some things? Obviously, you're working to get better. What are some areas that you're kind of working on in practice this week where you say, here's where we need to kind of improve? Not necessarily for this weekend, but down the road for all the things you want to do. What are some areas that you still feel you need to strengthen your team on?
Well, we think we're capable of better transition basketball and yet pressing a little bit better, and we've been working on that. You know, we've got an ultra-quick point guard in Ivan, and if we can get him the ball in transition. So many times we've crossed the floor with a 4-on-3 or a 3-on-2 and or a 2-on-1 and maybe haven't gotten a basket out of it when we thought maybe we should. So we've talked about that, maybe our spacing on the floor, and we're working on that. We think we can be a better transition team. And our press, we've been working on that. We've had some success with it, not as much as I'd like. But, you know, it's a work in progress, and we're going to continue to work on it.
Just a minute left here with Brent Heinrichs. A couple more questions, Coach. I mentioned you have had success here over the last decade, whether it's Axtell boys or the girls there or now the boys. Is there a constant in all of that?
Well, I don't know. It's got good kids. They work hard and good assistant coaches. You know, I just kind of got fortunate that way. But you know, I've had good kids every place I go. Axtell, they work hard. They were talent pool was deep, and here at Wilcox Hildreth, everybody's, you know, they've done exactly what we've asked of them. So, you know, I think it's more them than anything that I've done. But I sure appreciate the effort of all the kids I have coached over the years, and you know, I never score one basket. I keep looking in the box, but I can't find myself.
We're going to Hastings. We'll see him in Hastings.
There you go. Hey, Brent, pretty senior-laden team. Have they really kind of embraced the idea of that leadership and that idea that the future is absolutely now?
You know, they have. And you know, I really thought this was our best shot, even though we're not that deep. We have a good shot. We get everything you really need. We got some size. We got some shooters. We got some quickness. So this is a good shot for us to go deep. And they have embraced that. I think they realize that. If they haven't, you know, I've told them. But, you know, we don't know anything about the future. We don't know how the season will turn out. But what's important is that we do everything we can as coaches to prepare them to be as successful as they can, and that they do everything as players to be as successful as they can. If you get to the end of the season and it didn't work out like you thought, well, so be it. But it's important that we don't leave anything on the table, and that's what we keep talking about.
Brent, you told me when we were chatting earlier today that obviously it's been a while. Wilcox, 87, Hildreth, 92, when they made four straight trips, and then Hildreth boys won it in 92 after being the runner-up the year before. So it's been quite a while, and I assume we probably have a few dads that probably played on those teams that might be around there a little bit. And then just to, I guess, you know, there's always that silver lining when it's gloomy. Well, let me go the other way here. What'd you think when you saw the districts? Normally, you guys would have been in the same district with your conference schools looking pretty good this year. And the big picture is, even though maybe Giltner and Heartland Lutheran are down a little bit, Spalding Academy sitting on the other side.
Yeah, Spalding Academy's over there. And Riverside, they have three losses, but I see they played St. Francis at one point, who's a tremendous D1 team. So, yeah, it's not going to be easy. We can't do anything about that. And we're fine over there. You know, we got to play them. They got to play us. And that's just the way it goes. But Paul City or even our own district, Heartland Lutheran's been playing well. And we got a lot of good teams to go through there eventually. But I guess we'll worry about that a little further down the line. But conference tournament coming up right now, that's our number one focus. And hopefully it prepares us for a district time.
Do you know much about that 92 Hildreth team?
Yes, I know. Yep, a lot about them.
Who's the hero?
Oh, there was Terry Quadimer, Phil Heinrichs, Kyle Largent, Corey Ryle, Ben Symes. I think that was the five starters on that championship team. So a lot of those guys are still around or, you know, come around and run into now and then. So, it's be nice if we could get back to Lincoln again. We haven't been to Lincoln since the merger. And you know, I'd be lying if I told you that wasn't one of our goals. It certainly is.
Well, it just popped into my head as I'm looking back and looking at all this. Remind me here, you beat Brady 50-49. Wasn't that one of those .9 throw the ball the length of the floor? I can't even remember if Hildreth made it or not. Is that accurate?
I think so. It's been a long time. I played back before that yet, but I think that's actually won by 1 point. I do remember that. And I think Brady had a chance at the end and missed, if I'm not mistaken.
I couldn't remember who had the shot. All right. I'm sure some of my Hildreth and Wilcox and Fort Kearney Conference brethren.
They can draw it up for you.
They'll be firing it off to me pretty soon. Hey, Coach,
yeah.
We'll see you guys Saturday and hopefully a few more times throughout the season. I'll tell you what, the way this boys' conference is setting up, can't wait to get out there to the Fierro Event Center when semifinal and final weekend comes. So keep up the good work. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thank you so much, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, Brent.
Brent Heinrichs, head coach, Wilcox Hildreth. It just popped into my head when I saw Brady 50-49, and I can't remember. I think Brady got a look. There's like .9. They threw it three-quarters
court. They rimmed out.
Left wing.
Yeah.
Three-point area.
Desperation deals, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like,
oh no. Because you have that moment when the ball's in the air, and you go, oh, my God, that looks like it's got a chance. And then, you know, it's going to make half the gym happy when that happens.
And they're in with Silver Lake, who's as good as they've been in a while in basketball, Heartland Lutheran and Giltner, and then, as we said, the other two on the other side, St. Ed, Riverside, Palmer, Osceola, and Spalding Academy.
That's why you need to make hay when you get the chance. You know, when you've got it in the regular season, that way you have a little margin of error there and get that wild card. And you know what? The lower classes, it's harder to get that wild card because a loss or two, that may be all it takes for you to lose that wild card.
And even, yeah, we've seen it before, even at 10-0 down there in D2, Wilcox Hildreth is setting fifth in the wild card points right now, tied for fourth, actually, with Spalding Academy. So two big games this weekend, because if you look at that FKC boys right now, you've got Wilcox Hildreth at 10-0, and it's you got to chuckle because there is a little changing of the guard here. You got Amherst at 7-1 with their only loss to undefeated St. Pat's. Mm-hmm. You got Elwood 7-3, and they beat them on opening night. And then who am I overlooking here? Wilcox Hildreth, Elwood, Amherst. You got Elm Creek at 5-4. There was one other team that I missed here, but they're
on the top there. Yeah,
they're gonna be solid when we get to that point. Nobody's gonna want to draw Elm Creek in a 4-5 match.
No. Yeah, especially once they get healthy, they're gonna be outstanding. You know, Elm Creek, Wilcox Hildreth, and Amherst—they're all gonna be when they're all healthy.
Axtell 7-2. Sorry.
You know, they're all gonna be outstanding when it comes to that district tournament time. They're all gonna be in great shape.
We'll wrap up the show after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community, all on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is...
Sick of being just another number? As your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs, the Kroll Agency can provide you with product variety and personalized claim service, all while calling you by name. Their most important concern is you. As an independent insurance agent, they're proud to offer worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadita Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group. Together, the Kroll Agency promises to provide you with the comfortable peace of mind that you deserve. Contact the Kroll Agency for your worry-free quote today.
January 10th through the 17th, you can get what you really wanted for Christmas. A new-to-you boat from Buzz's Marine. Lots of great used boats are on display during Buzz's 35th annual used boat show, including deck boats, pontoons, sport boats, and fishing boats. You can even shop inside where it's warm. So stop in between the 10th and the 17th of January, and you will be amazed at the high-quality used boats available. View the entire inventory online at buzzesmarine.com or stop by Buzz's Marine at 507 Central Avenue in Kearney.
A wind chill advisory continues for the listening area. Throughout today, we'll be starting off with some clouds, and then we'll have more sunshine later in the day. Winds will be out of the northwest 5 to 15 as temperatures remain steady. I am meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 7 above.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, about ready to put the final nail in this Wednesday coffin. We're at Bandits tomorrow in Grand Island. We'll be doing our program there. Mike Shadwinkle, Hastings College wrestling coach, former Islander coach, going to join us. They've got their Hastings open this weekend, so we'll talk about that and a variety of other sports stories. Folks, don't forget, TNL is ready to take care of your center pivot irrigation. Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every TNL system. So to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. Call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. Try to get a hold of my MMA expert, Rockin' Rusty, but he's obviously working hard right now. I think we don't talk about it very much. We did when the RFA was, and it was great, and we had a few events here in the Tri-Cities, but that hasn't happened for a while, and I think that has kind of expanded, and they're doing okay out in Vegas. But you've got this huge fight that we had in UFC 182, and now John Jones, kind of the face, and folks can let me know one way or the other if this is inaccurate, but if there's one or two guys, he's one of the one or two guys, John Jones, and fails the drug test, enters rehab. Happened last night, and kind of getting more light of it this morning.
Oh. So this isn't performing-enhancing drugs. This is other stuff.
This is failed. Yeah, this is rehab.
Yeah, this is rehab stuff.
So
yeah, it's always unfortunate.
Cormier, I believe it was.
Yeah, it's
Saturday.
Always unfortunate when you hear about somebody that falls victim to that.
Yeah, and when it's the face, again, yeah, one of the faces of your sport, we'll see.
Well, but when you do that, when you're successful at whatever it is, that comes with added attention, and it comes at a price. It does. It comes at a price, and it's tough to do that. And again, I'm changing subjects here a little bit, because when people start tweeting and sending out stuff about young college athletes and that sort of thing, it just absolutely irks me, because they're doing the best they can, and sure, they're getting college educations, blah blah blah. They're making lots of money, blah. But there's a lot of pressure there. There's a tremendous amount of pressure, and I have no idea if that's why this happened and he succumbed to that. But I have a little bit of sympathy for those guys.
Luke Fickell being interviewed right now on ESPN, assistant coach at Ohio State, who took over the 1 year in the transition there from Tressel to Meyer and Tattoo Gate. Just he's an interesting story, and it's the national championship games being overcovered, but we knew that would happen. I'm gonna go to Columbus, Ohio a week before the game and just hang out in the facility. See if I can catch some interviews. Come on. But Luke Fickell's made it work. Scott Frost is making it work. There are some assistant coaches that are making it work. It'll be interesting. I don't know why his name hasn't been brought
Fickell
up more. Maybe because they went 500 in his 1 year, but those were tough circumstances.
Well, they were awful. There's a lot of distractions. You want to talk about some distractions? There was a tremendous amount of distraction. You didn't know who was coming coaching-wise. You didn't know who was leaving the program player-wise. I mean, yeah, that's a mess. There's always a period of adjustment whenever you have a transition like that.
What sport is perfect for a day like today?
Anything indoors. Or, yeah, obviously you can skate a little bit too.
Hockey.
Because we're making ice as we speak. Look at the bright side,
oh,
folks.
Yeah.
We're making ice as we speak.
Ain't falling through nothing today, people. The Tri-City Store will be helping the Salvation Army Food Pantry in Hastings tonight with an outdoor skating event at Libs Park from 6 to 8. The crazy thing is it's not going to get any colder. It's actually going to get warmer because the wind will go down. Various storm players are partaking in a hockey exhibition during the first part of the skate and then open things up for a public skate. The team is asking fans who attend tonight to bring food donations for the Salvation Army Food Pantry. It's critically low, and they have bare shelves and freezers empty of meat. They need canned meats, tuna, Spam, hamburger meat, macaroni, cheese, soups, stews, good summer. We think about it a lot at the holidays, and then all of a sudden, we're 10 days out of the holidays. Everybody is, and there's still need there. So help out if you can tonight with the Salvation Army Food Pantry in Hastings.
Those are fun. I've gone to those outdoor events. And think of it, it's safer there because you know the ice is going to be just a little bit thicker. It's going to be a little bit thicker today. You'll be all right.
We'll be broadcasting live as well tonight on our network of stations. And Nebraska, NBC Nebraska will be there. I want to see our buddies over there, Tim Jones and Taylor Kilgore. They will be dressed up. They will be properly insulated. For tonight's.
That's when you like to broadcast with headphones on, just to keep the ears warm. There you go.
See? Crazy.
No, don't give me the lavalier mic. No, not that small thing. Give me the headphones. That'll be fine.
What about Nebraska men going and getting another foreign player Australian Jack McVay on paper looks great. 6'8", 210 wing. He's played in the under-18 Australia Junior Championships, dominated in 2012, 17.5 points, 12.5 rebounds. In 2013, 24 points, 11 rebounds. But the Ty Webster experiment is not going very well for whatever reason, which does surprise me because
yeah, but that doesn't taint every foreign player you're ever going to have, though. That doesn't taint that. I mean, this Nash guy from a different country of Canada, he's not too shabby. Dirk Nowitzki, he's kind of okay. You know.
Get Richard Van Poltergeist.
Yeah. But the idea is there's a lot of really great basketball players who play outside of these continental United States, and get your hands on as many of those as you can.
We'll wrap things up with our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, stop by and see him today. Home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Get you stocked up for all of your favorite events, family parties. Maybe you still got a Christmas gathering this weekend because that's just the way it is in this day and age. You can be taken care of for everything you need, beverage-wise, snack-wise. Get everything filled up over at Midtown Mart. We've been asking about the playoff games this week. Pretty lopsided like the point spreads are. Yesterday, Denver-Indy, 88% take Denver. I'm siding with Denver here. I got no problem. I said earlier with the Colts, I said earlier in the year, Denver is not showing what it takes to get back to the Super Bowl. I think Denver wins and then loses in the AFC title game.
Up in Foxborough, yeah.
And we'll ask you today, everybody's on Seattle. Does Carolina have a chance? They may be playing. These two teams may be playing as well as anybody.
Yeah.
Dallas was tripped up a little bit last week. Carolina, Seattle, but who you taking?
You got a chance, but you know what? Seattle is so tough to beat at their place. I just don't know how you pick against them. I just don't think Carolina. I think the winner of the other game, the Ice Bowl 2 game or whatever you want to call that, I think the winner there could beat Seattle at Seattle. But I don't think Carolina can.
I'm rooting for Carolina because that way they'd have to play at Dallas.
There you go.
888-455-ESPN. But the number for the comedy night, folks, 646-0506. Don't forget to get texted in or call in for our Cunningham's comedy night. We played you the clip earlier with Matt Foley. So all you got to do is kind of tell us what show that's from.
I live in a van down by the river.
From what I hear,
whoop-de-freaking-do.
You're not using your paper for writing. You're using them for rolling doobies. That is so awesome. Anyway, that's our little side of the world tonight.
We're going to like this contest, aren't we?
Thanks for Mike from Cunningham's coming in. Our winner of the fantasy football challenge here today.
Jeff Holleran from Hastings.
Jeff from Hastings is the winner. We're going to give away more River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets. It's up on our Facebook, by the way. You can watch the drawing today. Also want to thank you.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, Brett Heinrichs, Wilcox Hildreth boys basketball coach Mike Shadwinkle, Hastings College wrestling coach, among our guests tomorrow, live from Bandits in Grand Island.
We're done. Shut your yapper.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.